Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the SCCE and HCCA, coming to you today from Amsterdam at the SCCE Basic Compliance and Ethics Academy. Joining me today is Greg Treguba from Compliance Integrity Solutions. Greg is one of the faculty members here at the Academy and is taking time away to talk to us about the topic of incentives and using them in your compliance programs. Greg, first of all, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Adam. Great to be here.
So let's start with one of the core issues here, which is the sentencing guidelines call for discipline and incentives. The discipline part has proven easier for people to deal with. It's something companies are used to, but incentives, not so much. How can compliance officers start thinking about adding incentives to the compliance program?
You know, Adam, I think, you know, incentives are in many ways much more important than discipline, because when you think about it, discipline always has sort of a negative connotation. Something bad has happened. You know, it's a lesson learned, there's awareness around that. People are so much more excited to embrace this idea of, you know, of incentives for an ethics and compliance program. I mean, it's much more valuable and helpful to them to think about what the company cares about and the importance of ethics and compliance to the DNA of the company. And so, you know, to just focus on the discipline part, in some ways, you know, incentives should be the first thing that compliance officers add or include in their program.
So, it's hard though for people generally to think about it. I mean, usually performance goals are set by groups like sales, and you know, incentives tie into performance metrics. How can you work with effectively to other parts of the organization when they're setting these goals to make sure that ethics and compliance risk is identified, good behavior is encouraged? In fact, how do you even get a seat at the table? Because many organizations, compliance people are not involved at all with setting performance goals.
You know, Adam, it's a great question, and I think the recent experience that Wells Fargo, the challenges that Wells Fargo recently faced was that maybe it had a good intention, this company incentive program, but they didn't consider the ethics and compliance risks initially, and then it was something that just got out of control. It was obviously all the things that have sort of fallen out for that, which caused reputational damage, you know, certainly financial issues for the company in a big way. And when the ethics and compliance function is at the table or has the opportunity to be at the table, it gives them the opportunity to look at and explore the potential ethics and compliance risks that can come out of a program or come out of a, you know, a company incentives program. A couple value pieces out of that is that it gives the company an opportunity to maybe put controls in place where they might be able to avoid a risk that could come out of that from ethics and compliance, maybe monitoring or something of that nature. Or it also gives them a chance to maybe abandon an incentive program that doesn't have a good prospect of being a positive thing for the company. And to get that seat at the table, it's pretty easy to show some of the compliance failures out there, what's happened. I mean, Wells Fargo is a great example to a company, you know, that it's impacted every part of their organization. And, you know, that's a valuable way to get your seat at the table. And I would urge any compliance and ethics professional, if anybody pushes back to get the input from an ethics compliance function to a company incentive program, you probably ought to ask the question, why? Why would they? What's the benefit to them? And maybe that in some ways could have red flags if you're not included. So it's always great to get there and explain these potential pitfalls to this and to show the value of what you can bring to it.
So what are some of the goals that compliance people should be setting? I mean, obviously for a salesperson, it's easy to set the numbers of what you want in terms of sales, but when it comes to things like compliance and ethics, what are some of the incentives people should be striving to have at it?
Well, the core thing I think that is missing in a lot of companies is including ethics and compliance standards, expectations into performance evaluations. What that does for employees when you have something, even if it's minimal, if it's just a one-liner, you can get more as detailed as you'd like, and the more detailed, the better for ethics and compliance standards. But many of the ethics and compliance standards that are, you know, incorporated into evaluations help the employee to recognize that, one, the company cares about it. It's something that the company values and expects as part of an employee's performance. You know, the second thing is that it sets some standards that they say, wow, I've got to live up to this, or I've got to live up to this ethical standard, or I've got to ensure that I'm making sure I'm doing this. Because in some ways, promotions are tied to those performance evaluations. Bonuses certainly are tied to those incentives. So it's a very valuable thing. So one of the places that I tell people to really start thinking about going first is work with HR to somehow build that in to the performance evaluations and what's expected.
So what are some of the concrete things? Would it be things like completing training on time? Are there any other?
Absolutely. So there's a lot of different standards and things that you can put. But, you know, the very basic thing is that they're going to read the code of conduct each year, and they're going to comply with the standards of the code of conduct. That's a real basic general thing that, you know, is pretty easy. But the more detailed you can get is getting managers to implement, you know, putting it in their messaging and training on ethics and compliance and those kinds of things. So there's a lot of different categories and things that you can add that all deal with ethics and compliance. Setting the tone, ensuring that you're reporting and that they understand that obligation when they see something that doesn't look right, or that they seek help when they have questions so they don't get themselves or the company in potential trouble. Those are all things that should certainly be put into a person's day-to-day performance.
So what should some of the incentives be? Is it just cash? Are there other things?
Well, so many companies, especially the ones that are really striving for best practices, will have an annual compliance week. And you may have, you know, they'll set a week aside to sort of reinvigorate ethics and compliance into the company, to remind the employees that it matters and the company cares about it. Part of that week, I was working with a company recently, you know, they put a Jeopardy program together. And that Jeopardy program included content from the company's code of conduct. And what that did, and they had tremendous response and tremendous interest in that, and people were actually going out to the code of conduct and reading it for a different reason than just being required to each year. And they had prizes and all kinds of great things associated with, you know, playing the game and enjoying it in more of a fun environment rather than a, you know, the mundane sort of boring way that a lot of times they're forced to read it. So, or required, I should say. The other great example, and, you know, there was a big company that put out a contest. You'd be amazed how employees really get behind this sort of thing. They put out a contest for employees to create a video that had an ethics message in it, a short 2 to 3, and they had a contest, and there was prizes, you know, there was monetary prizes and whatever, you know, that they had associated with that. And so they had so many entries, they had hundreds of entries. And, you know, one great example of one of the leading videos that was in there was an executive that was sitting in his office doctoring an expense report. And he made it very clear that he was doctoring this expense report. And then the camera, you know, panned away to that executive's home and went back to the daughter's bedroom where she was doctoring her report card to show the message that it really matters and that, you know, people lead by example and the value and importance of that.
That's great. It does sound very, very moving. Any other good success stories? That's a great one. Or there, any others? Or
I just, you know, I think the important thing, and there's lots of different ways that companies do this, right? I mean, there are, you know, monetary awards, like you mentioned. There are a simple letter from the compliance officer or the CEO when somebody goes above and beyond in an ethics, you know, capacity, where they turn some, maybe a vendor provides a gift, you know, and they refuse it, and they go and, you know, and let the compliance folks know. Those kinds of things, you know, again, you want to incentivize that good conduct at every chance you can, and then announce it to the organization that, hey, this great thing happened. One great thing I saw a company doing is that they were in an area where parking was, you know, very expensive, and but they had a parking space out in front of the building where they that was given to, you know, to the people that came into the, you know, that was given to somebody that would win, you know, the monthly
monthly ethics.
Yeah, and one other great story that I always like to hear was there was this Golden Banana Award. And it would be, again, another large company, and it was a situation where somebody had come into their manager's office originally and did something really great, you know, turned in, you know, had a, you know, reported something that needed to be reported, and the manager was so overwhelmed and happy that they did this that he reached around and he found a banana, you know, that he had from his lunch. Mm-hmm. And gave it to the person as an award, right? Or not an award, but something to show his appreciation for what this person had done. And then that became sort of there was a Golden Banana Award that they gave out to employees. And it became a real coveted thing that folks would get in the organization over the years. So anyway, again, there's lots of opportunities and ways to address this. And some I'm very passionate about.
And it's a great point because it really demonstrates that it's not always about handing out cash, that there are other incentives, you know, recognitions that are either something, like you said, like a note from leadership or something that within your institution that you know you're known for, that people receive and can say, look, I got this for doing the right thing. And it certainly sends a great message. Well, Greg, thanks for sharing all this information with us and, of course, with all the attendees at the Academy. Thanks to all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCCE and HCCA saying I hope we were able to expand your compliance perspectives.
Thanks, Adam.